meet today's contestants. An attorney from Lakewood, California, Kamal Moon. A client relationship manager from Santa Monica, California, Katrina Post. And our returning champion, a songwriter from Los Angeles, California, Mason Maggio, whose one day cash winnings total $19,000. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny Gilbert. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. A disturbing trend has been happening here on Jeopardy so far this week. The payoffs have been substantial, close to $20,000, but we haven't had a correct response yet in Final Jeopardy. 046. Kamal, Katrina, and Mason, we want you to turn that around today. Good luck to you. We start off with the Jeopardy round, as we always do. One daily double coming up in one of these categories. We deal with British government. Good subject, yes. Musical styles. Household names, each correct response will be a common first name. Then, yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Mason, you're the champ. You go first.
Seemed so far away for 200.
This Japanese mountain has kind of a Russian doll arrangement with the current volcano over earlier ones, including Komitake. Katrina.
What is Mount Fuji?
You're right.
Seemed so far away, 400.
The Tagus River flows across this nation, the westernmost country in continental Europe. Katrina again.
What is Portugal?
Good.
Seems so far away, 600.
With more than 14 million people, this Nigerian city is one of Africa's most populous. Katrina.
What is Lagos?
Yes.
Seems so far away, 800.
About a third of the continent's population lives in this directional Australian state. Mason.
What is New South Wales?
Yes.
So far away, 1,000?
The Mekong River forms much of the western border of this country, highlighted here. Katrina.
What is Laos?
You're right.
Yesterday, 200.
In 1860, this service got its first delivery from Missouri to California in 10 days. Kamal.
What is the Postal Service?
No. Mason.
What is the Pony Express?
That's the one.
Yesterday, 400.
Legally speaking, in 1794, William Bradford became the second person to hold this cabinet post. Katrina.
What is the Department of Justice?
No. Kamal.
What is Attorney General?
Yes, it's Attorney General, not Department of Justice. That's not what we were going for. Kamal, back to you.
British government for 200, please.
Acts of Parliament and other conventions and court decisions make up what is called Britain's unwritten this document. Kamal.
What's the Constitution?
Correct.
British government, 400, please.
A vote of this in life means someone believes in you. A vote of no this in Parliament means it might be time for a new government. Kamal.
What is confidence?
Good.
British government, 600.
Britain's standard VAT, VAT, short for this, is 20% for most goods and services. Katrina.
What is value-add tax?
Yes.
British government, 800.
In your house, it's the two-word room for your computer and paperwork. In Britain, it's a Department of Domestic Affairs. Kamal.
What's the Home Office?
Good.
British government, 1,000.
In 2006, in the British House of Lords, the job of Lord This was largely replaced by Lord Speaker. The job of Lord High Chancellor was replaced. Kamal, back to you.
Yesterday, 600.
Answer. Daily double. All right. What you gonna do?
I'll do 1,000.
All right. Gerald Ford tried to tackle a big 1970s economic problem with the WIN program, or Whip This Now.
What is the vote?
No. WIN. W-I-N. Whip Inflation Now. So you're down to 600. Pick again.
Musical styles, 200.
Though lesser known than Joplin, African-American James Scott was one of the great composers in this musical style. Listen. Katrina?
What is ragtime?
Ragtime, yes indeed.
Let's go to All My Troubles, 200.
I tried soft. I tried rigid gas permeable. My eyes still don't feel right with these. Katrina.
What are contact lenses?
Correct, and that takes you up to 2,800. You're in the lead, and we're taking a break. We'll come back, though, right after this.
Want to play Jeopardy anytime? You can. The Jeopardy mobile game goes with you anywhere.
Let's begin.
With tens of thousands of categories, you never play the same game twice. No matter where you are, you can be a Jeopardy champion.
That put you into the lead. It's America's favorite quiz show in the palm of your hand. Kamal Moo is an attorney who enjoys going with his wife on a special kind of historical tour. Explain.
That's right. We like going on historical haunted tours in different cities.
So you're into scary stuff, are you?
A little bit. We like history. We like the spooky stuff, so puts it together.
And have you ever seen any ghosts on these tours?
Not yet. Hopefully, one day.
Okay, good for you. Katrina Post, when you were young, you thought there was a limit on the number of words that could be used in your lifetime.
Yeah, I'm not sure where that came from, but I wanted to save my words for important moments. This would probably qualify. So I was a fairly quiet kid, but it faded, and I'm rather chatty now.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. It's good to be chatty as a contestant on Jeopardy. Mason Maggio is a songwriter. He's our champion who enjoys reading a special kind of manuscript. I want to hear about this.
Ancient Byzantine manuscripts.
In what language?
Ancient Greek, some of them translated to Latin. It's because I studied medieval history in graduate school and then dropped out to become a songwriter, and so now my hobby is the manuscripts.
Not a bad hobby to have.
You could say that.
Yeah, I do say that. Katrina, you're in command of the board, young lady. You are also in the lead. Go ahead and make a selection for us.
All My Troubles for 400.
Maybe taking on this burrowing animal and mascot of the University of Wisconsin as a house pet was not my finest idea. Mason.
What is the badger?
Badger, yes. Scary.
Yesterday for 800.
This German trade organization that helped the growth of Riga and Tallinn was in a league of its own. Mason.
What is the Hanseatic League?
Correct.
Yesterday for 1,000.
A famine was one factor that led the Ethiopian army to depose this emperor in 1974. Mason.
Who is Haile Selassie?
He's the one.
Troubles 600.
We overpaid and never got the vacation weeks we wanted. Where's that Kiplinger's article on how to get rid of this? Kamal?
What is buyer's remorse?
Nope. What is a timeshare? Mason, back to you.
All My Troubles, 800.
I'm playing this Othello villain in an hour? I know Rodrigo helps him, and he frames Cassio, but I don't know his lines. Katrina?
Who is Iago?
Good.
All My Troubles, 1,000.
Oh, man, I gotta replace this device that mixes air with fuel to generate combustion in my truck's engine. Mason.
What is the carburetor?
Carburetor, right you are.
Musical Styles 400.
The Hustle and Staying Alive were two hits helping make up this 70s era. Mason.
What is disco?
Disco, good.
Musical Styles 600.
A 1992 New York Times article asked, how did this word, meaning dirt, filth, trash, becomes synonymous with a musical genre? Mason.
What is grunge?
Grunge, correct.
Musical Styles, 800.
Selena was named Female Vocalist of the Year 11 times at the awards named for this style of Latin music. Name for Tejano. Back to you, Mason.
Musical Styles, 1,000.
This composer and musician with the given names William Christopher was known as the father of the blues. William Christopher, W.C. Handy. One category left, Mason.
Household names, 200.
You hang your curtains on this. Kamal.
The rod?
Yep.
400.
A 2015 study showed that even if they pay online, more than 90% of U.S. households still preferred these to be mailed to them. Mason.
What are bills?
Bills, yes.
Household names, 600.
It's an indolent revolving tray for foods. Mason.
What is a lazy Susan?
Yes.
Household names, 800.
This bendy fastener. Kamal.
What is a Brad?
Brad is right. And now the last clue. Hebrew National makes a kosher beef type of this. Mason.
What is Frank?
Frank, yes. And that takes you to 7,200, twice as much money as Katrina. But Kamal on the board with 1,000 is the one who picks first in Double Jeopardy. When we come back. Our champion Mason has gotten off to a very good start, 7,200 at the end of the Jeopardy round. But Kamal, here are the categories for your selection in Double Jeopardy. Theater time. Three vowels in a row in each correct response, of course. Americana. Let's get medical. Playing the part on TV. And finally, flowers on the wall. Start us.
Three vowels in a row for 400, please.
Adjective for one who's ready to take you to court anytime. Mason.
What is litigious?
That's the word.
Three vowels, 800.
Mais oui, it's a word for a fabulous mansion, perhaps on the Loire River. Kamal.
What's a maison?
No. Katrina.
What's a chateau?
Chateau, yes.
Let's do flowers on the wall, 400.
These flowers, especially red ones, were Renoir's favorite ones to paint, like in his bouquet of them. Mason.
What are roses?
Good.
Three vowels, 1,200.
This mental disorder makes it seem like everyone's out to get you, despite having little or no cause. Kamal.
What's paranoia?
Yeah.
Three vowels, 1,600.
Hung Papa and Oglala are branches of this Native American people. Katrina?
What is Sioux?
Yes.
Three vowels in a row, 2,000.
From the Latin for rest, it's a religious service for the dead. Mason.
What is Requiem?
Good.
Americana, 400.
Naval Academy graduate Edward Butch O'Hare, class of 1937, had one of these named for him in 1949. Mason.
What is an airport?
Airport, yes.
Americana, 800.
James Montgomery Flagg's iconic poster of Uncle Sam with this three-word phrase was first used to recruit troops during World War I. Katrina?
What is I need you?
No. Kamal?
What is I want you?
I want you. Good.
Americana, 1,200?
San Francisco's Boudin Bakery has been making this bread from the same mother dough since 1849. Kamal?
What is sourdough?
That's it.
Americana, 16, please.
Answer there. The first of the two daily doubles in this round of play. You can move into second place. You don't have enough money to catch Mason just yet.
I'll do 1,000.
All right. 2020 marks the 75th anniversary of this iconic toy that sprung forth from mechanical engineer Richard James and his wife Betty.
What is the Slinky?
Slinky toy, yeah. Go again.
Americana, 2,000.
This Ohio city was named for a fort built by Mad Anthony Wayne, who boldly dared the English and Native Americans to take it. Kamal.
What is Fort Defiance?
Yes.
Theater time, 400, please.
Time to head to ancient Greece for the Sophocles play about this king of Thebes who gets a revelation that wrecks his life. Kamal.
Was Oedipus?
Yes.
Theater, 800.
The acclaimed Lehman Trilogy runs 3 hours plus as it sweeps from the 1840s to this recent year of the financial meltdown. Katrina?
What is 2008?
Yeah.
Flowers on the wall, 800.
Here's Jimmy.
Floral imagery abounds in paintings of the Madonna and Child. White lilies represent the Madonna's purity, and red carnations often foreshadow this event in Matthew 27:35.
Mason.
What is the crucifixion?
Correct.
Flowers, 1,200.
Answer. Daily double.
I'll just do 3,000.
Three it is. This woman said, I'll paint what I see, what the flower is to me, but I'll paint it big.
Who is Georgia O'Keeffe?
Correct.
Flowers, 1,600.
The last paintings by this Luncheon on the Grass artist were of the flowers friends brought to his sickbed in 1883. Mason.
Was Manet.
Good.
Flowers, 2,000.
Before his more geometric style of intersecting lines, this Dutchman dabbled in fauvism, painting a red amaryllis. Katrina?
Who is Mondrian?
Good.
Playing the part on TV, 400.
Vinnie Verducci. Joey Tribbiani. Katrina?
Who is Matt LeBlanc?
He's the one who played the parts.
Playing the part, 800.
Olivia Benson. Kate Conklin, the mounted cop. Katrina?
Who is Mariska Hargitay?
Correct.
Playing the part, 1,200.
Sarah Palin in a TV movie. Franny Hughes on As the World Turns in the 1980s. Katrina?
Who is Julianne Moore?
Yes.
Playing the part on TV, 1,600.
Mr. Sulu. His own head on Futurama. Kamal?
Who is DeForest Kelly?
No. who is George Takei. Katrina, back to you.
Playing the part on TV 2000.
Angela Abar, Sister Knight on Watchmen. Sandra Palmer on 24. And the actress is Regina King. Katrina, you've moved up nicely to 10,400.
Let's get medical 400.
In 2014, the first FDA-approved study in decades on this hallucinogen showed it has promise for end-of-life anxiety. Katrina?
What is marijuana?
No. Mason?
What is LSD?
Right.
Medical 800.
Allopurinol may be prescribed to treat this form of arthritis that most commonly affects the big toe. Kamal?
What is gout?
Gout, right.
Medical 1200?
In addition to treating ADHD, this seven-letter drug, also known as methylphenidate, is used to treat narcolepsy. Mason?
What is Ritalin?
Good.
Medical for 1600.
This procedure that helps determine fetal health samples the fluid that surrounds a baby. Katrina?
What is an amniocentesis?
Yes.
Let's get medical 2000.
A co-founder of the Brain Injury Research Institute, he was a movie subject for identifying CTE in football players. His name is Bennett Omalu. Three clues left, Katrina.
Theater time, 1200.
His long day's journey into night begins on a morning in August of 1912. Mason.
Who is Eugene O'Neill?
Yes.
Theater time, 1600.
The Tony-winning play named for this European city is set during the 1990s negotiation of peace accords between Israel and the PLO. And the European city is Oslo. Now the last clue. No, we're certain this 2005 Pulitzer-winning drama takes place at a Catholic school in 1964. Mason.
What is it, Doubt?
Doubt. Good. Taking you to 20,600. Once again, very impressive, but not quite enough for a runaway. So all three of you dealing with this subject in Final Jeopardy. Historic figures. Think about it. Make a wish. Back in a moment.
Sketch your pumpkin design with one of these hyphenated markers so that you can remove any mistakes before cutting. What is a dry erase marker? Happy Geico Ween. Visit geico.com to see how much you could save.
Good subject for final. Historic figures. Good clue also, players. Here it is. In a 1912 telegram to his wife, he said, "Am feeling fine. Have bullet in chest, but talked for an hour and a half after being shot." 30 seconds. Good luck. Kamal, we come to you first. You wrote down your response rather quickly. Let's take a look and see if you were right. Who was Ernest Hemingway? Unfortunately, you are incorrect. It'll cost you, therefore, $5,900. That drops you to $100 even. Let's go to the young lady in the middle, Katrina. She had $11,600, and her response was William McKinley, thinking along the right track, but incorrect also, and it'll cost you $4,000. You drop down to $7,600. Now, our champion had $20,600. Mason, did you come up with a correct response? Who is Teddy Roosevelt? You did indeed. That's right. And you will add how much? $3,000. That gives you a $23,600 payday today and a two-day total of $42,600. And congratulations to you. Good game, players. Thank you so much. Hope you enjoyed it. Come back and do it again tomorrow, won't you? Bye-bye.
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO.